I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1268, The Last Enemy. Do you have any enemies? Well, what is an enemy? An enemy has been defined as a person who hates or opposes another person and tries to harm them or stop them from doing something. Do you, or maybe I should say, have you ever had an enemy? And what if I told you that your last enemy is not a person, and your last enemy has already been destroyed? As you know, T2G stands for The Two Greatest because when Jesus was asked the question, "Hey Jesus, what's the greatest commandment?" He said, "It's to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbors ourselves." Here we ask the question, what would it look like if Jesus lived his life of love through us? Because he is. Lexio 365 gives us this. I don't know about you, but if I'm reading a book that has lots of twists and turns and nerve-wracking bits, I can feel tempted to leap to the end just to see how it all turns out. The church in Corinth is struggling with life in a pagan world, and Paul, in his pastoral letter to them, flips to the last page of their story. Christ returns with power. His kingdom is established, and his enemies are destroyed, even the most fearsome one, death itself. Okay, but where does it say that in the Bible? 1 Corinthians chapter 15. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, Paul writes, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For as by a man came death, by a man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive. But each in his own order, Christ the first fruits, then at his coming those who belong to Christ. Then comes the end, when he delivers the kingdom to God the Father after destroying every rule and every authority and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. Boom! Author Michael Yankowski writes, "We rail against death with everything we've got." That is why Pulitzer Prize-winning psychoanalyst Ernest Becker believes that fear of death drives almost all of the activity in our world. We disguise our struggle. Becker writes, "By piling up in a bank book to reflect privately our sense of historic worth, or by having only a little better home in the neighborhood, a bigger car, brighter children, but underneath throbs the ache, no matter how we mask it in concerns of smaller scope." But you know, as believers, we've got a whole different outlook on our eventual outcome. 2 Corinthians says, "Do not lose heart. Though your outer self is wasting away, your inner self's being renewed day by day. For this light momentary affliction is preparing for you an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. As you look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal." Here's the great question. Who's in the battle right now that the Spirit wants you to pray for? Who needs the Lord to remind him or her that the last enemy is defeated? And will you pray for him or her today? Let's pray this prayer from Lexio 365. "God, I give you the story of my life. The muddle, the struggle, the mess in the middle. I give you my anxiety about how it will all work out, and I ask that you would give me your eternal perspective and turn my worry to hope. God, I pray for a friend who's struggling right now. I declare that Jesus is greater than any other authority or power in their lives. I declare that Jesus, the resurrection, the life, ultimately defeats the power of sin and death, and even now is making all things new. God of all hope, my friend needs to be filled with peace and joy as they put their trust in you. In Jesus' name, amen." I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1269. And in the meantime, really, it's a distinctive of disciples that's so compelling, it just can't be ignored. We all have trouble, every human being. It's not if trouble will come. It will. Despite what the name it and claim it word of faith preachers will tell you. The difference is the genuine peace and perspective that a follower of Jesus brings to a hard situation. Everything will be all right. He's defeated The last enemy.